What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the CODACast. My name is Brian Bermudez, and I'm the host of the Craft of the Air podcast, the aviation podcast that really just expands your knowledge in each and every episode. Join me and my guests as we explore the untold world of aviation together. I'm so glad that you guys are tuned in for another episode. You know, there have been so many, news headlines and incidents surrounding, you know, our beloved aviation manufacturer Boeing and our beloved airline United Airlines. Just so much news coming out of Boeing and United's camp over the recent few weeks, and you know, it just really can't be ignored. You know, as an aircraft maintenance professional, you know, you really can't overlook some of the recent incidents involving United Airlines and Boeing aircrafts, and really can't without addressing some of these uncomfortable truths within the aviation maintenance industry. A lot of people won't address it. We'll address it here on the CODACast. Thank you again so much for joining EP56. This episode, EP56, is brought to you by Craft of the Air. Is your aircraft grounded due to maintenance delays, feeling lost in the world of aviation solutions? At CODA, we understand your challenges. Craft of the Air offers efficient and reliable maintenance services to get you back in the air faster. Whether it's scheduled maintenance, AOG calls, or thorough inspections, our team of experts has you covered. Need guidance navigating complex aviation projects? Consulting by CODA provides tailored advice and cutting-edge insights, ensuring your projects take flight smoothly. A&P students, take control of your future. Crammed by CODA is your ultimate study companion, and it's led by certified A&P subject matter experts. It's going to make sure that you're fully prepared to ace any A&P exam. CODA is more than just consultants, where you're about your personal aviation assistant. You're going to have to visit and check out that website at www.craftoftheair.com. Again, that's www.craftoftheair.com today, and learn everything CODA can do for you. Craft of the Air, where every project takes flight. So now we jump right into it. You know, so many things that have been, surrounding Boeing aircraft and United Airlines, and we start with a United Boeing 777-200. Now, this 777-200 was flying from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and it lost the wheel after takeoff. And now the wheel fell off and landed in a nearby parking lot. It damaged several vehicles. Thankfully, thank God, there were no injuries. The plane landed safely in LAX, and federal investigators are looking into what caused the wheel to fall off, and it's likely going to be weeks before we know who's responsible, right? Everybody is just so eager to find out who's responsible for this mishap. You know, when you look at it and you think about, you know, the aviation experts that are responsible for this investigation of this wheel falling off this 777, you know, it's probably likely going to focus on United's maintenance procedures. And you know, also that spotlight into the manufacturer, which is Boeing. You know, many people ask, you know, how common is an incident like this of a wheel falling off a commercial jetliner, especially in the United States? And, you know, it is very rare of an occurrence for us to have a wheel falling off. And we think about all the procedures in place to prevent the wheel from falling off the plane. You know, this involves regular maintenance and inspections, you know, bottom line. And, you know, you just have to remember that, you know, these procedures, these maintenance inspections and these preventative maintenance actions that can be taken, they're not 100% foolproof. You know, accidents can still occur. And you think about it, you know, it's a very rare incident. Likelihood of it happening again, you know, it's it's hard to say, but this is just such a rare occurrence. And then again, the investigation is likely going to focus on United Airlines maintenance procedures and the plane's manufacturing by Boeing. You know, the investigation is going to take weeks. And really, when you think about the potential outcomes and consequences for United and Boeing, you know, if this investigation finds that either, you know, the company was responsible for the incident, you know, they could face severe fines and penalties. You know, this investigation into this missing wheel, you know, from United Airlines at SFO is really raising serious questions about the effectiveness of maintenance procedures and really the oversight that we have. And you know, while it's easy to point fingers at individual maintenance personnel, you know, the reality is that systematic issues. What I mean by that? I mean by inadequate training, understaffing, and really the pressure to minimize downtime. This is all often contributing to oversights and errors. And this is just such a big topic when we speak about human factors in aviation. You know, now similar, you know, there was a discovery of a detached panel. This is from another United Boeing aircraft. This wasn't a 777-200. This was a 37-800. So it was a classic. And you know, this detached panel is now underscoring the need of more critical examination of maintenance practices and regulatory oversight. You know, the missing panel, by the way, it was non-essential. The United spokesman said it was a decorative part of the plane's tail. That's a nice explanation. The article doesn't mention the size of the panel, but it was large enough to be noticed upon landing. And the flight originated from SFO. It was landing in Rogue Valley International Medford Airport, MFR. There were no reports of injuries or turbulence during the flight. And again, you know, now we have a panel that's missing. Okay, so first the 777 had the wheel. Now we have a panel. Okay. It's not a common occurrence, but it does happen. You know, while these incidents of these missing, you know, non-essential panels, because they're non-essential, is not affecting the airworthiness integrity of the aircraft, but it's just adding to this recent string of mechanical problems on United Airlines airplanes. You know, and it's raising concerns about the overall quality of United's maintenance procedures and aircraft upkeep. I personally, you know, worked for United on United aircraft or a regional of United. And it's a good culture. The safety practices and methods and avenues and approaches that they have in place are there. You know, I never personally in the station that I worked at for United, any of the aircrafts that I worked at or under any of the supervisors that I worked for, never encountered any unusual safety practices or maintenance practices, so to say. But this is just one station in a really large airline network, right? You know, and people really ask what types of safety, you know, procedures are in place really to prevent panels from coming loose. You know, a lot of these panels, speaking again from personal experience, a lot of these panels are kind of these bits that they're kind of quarter turn screws, and you got to go around the panel. Sometimes it can be a little bit tedious, a lot of hardware to undo, but it's not necessarily difficult. It takes some time. It takes some attention to detail. You see the things that I'm saying here. Time, attention to detail. These are things that may not be able to be achievable if we have a shortage of maintenance personnel or maybe rushed jobs. And it's worth noting that if we have a panel that's on the exterior of the fuselage, this is a place that's subjected to more wear and tear than other parts of the aircraft. So these pieces of hardware, it's very common for some of these pieces of hardware to maybe be stripped and be a little bit more difficult to loosen, tighten again. And when you multiply that by maybe 50 different fasteners around this panel, it's maybe easy to understand why this is something that could be overlooked or something that could, over time, if there is a defect present, it's going to become evident. You know, aircraft undergo regular inspections to ensure that all the parts are secure, regular walk-arounds by the pilots, the maintenance personnel. But the fact that this panel became loose suggests that either possibly inspections were missed, or the issue, if there was a problem with this panel, wasn't addressed. You know, it's all very interesting, and the potential consequences, going back to United Airlines, along, you know, this recent string of mechanical problems, it could damage United's reputation for safety and reliability. You know, as a maintenance professional and someone that's worked firsthand with United, and my colleagues still work there, and I know what goes on behind the scenes, you know, I would always trust United with myself and my family. But it's concerning, to say the least. You know, passengers that are not familiar, as I am, or my colleagues that work behind the scenes or have worked behind the scenes in maintenance, particularly United's maintenance operations, passengers may become hesitant to fly with United if they perceive that the airline is not as properly maintained as other fleets. You know, the FAA may also increase the scrutiny of United's maintenance practices while we look into that. Now, as an industry, you know, we look at human factors, and we really can't afford to overlook the human factors element. You know, the human factors influences every aspect of maintenance ops. You know, this is really, when you think about human factors, you think about fatigue, you know, complacency, and workplace cultures that are toxic that carry over into the work that's being done on their aircraft. You know, it's really time to acknowledge that the pursuit of efficiency should never come at the expense of safety and diligence in maintenance practices and protocols. You know, is it a coincidence that we have a shortage of maintenance personnel and we're seeing an increase in incidents related to maintenance or the aircraft itself? Are the remaining maintenance professionals that are in the industry working for these airlines, are they being pushed to the maximum? And now we're seeing the effects carry over into mainstream media, and now passengers are starting to take notice. You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of things happening. I'm not even close to being done. You know, hydraulic failures like the one experienced by United Flight 821. By the way, this is not a Boeing. This incident stemmed from an Airbus A320. Now, during this emergency landing at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, this further highlighted the need for a shift in how we improve and approach maintenance in the aviation industry. We have so much technology and so much discussion about AI, right? With these technological advances have undoubtedly improved aviation and aircraft reliability, but they also have introduced unique challenges that may pose some type of thinking. You know, what do I mean by this? They may require more of a nuance of understanding of these complex systems and their maintenance requirements. And you have a shortage in maintenance personnel. And so what do we have? We have an introduction of not so experienced aircraft maintenance professionals coming into this industry. Now, this incident on this A321, this was a United flight from San Francisco to Mexico City. it had to make an emergency landing at LAX. The plane had a hydraulic system failure. There were 105 passengers, five crew on board. The plane landed safely. All passengers were deplaned as normal procedure. And now this was the fourth incident involving United Airlines in just that week. How common are hydraulic system failures? They're not extremely common, you know. And when you think about it, one of the more common causes of hydraulic, failures is contamination of fluid or improper maintenance procedures. I'm just stating the facts here. You know, what kind of training do pilots receive to handle emergency landings is a question that's very important, you know, because this likelihood of this occurring, there's a possibility of it happening. And for those of you not aware, the hydraulic system is essentially controlling the flight control surfaces of the aircraft, you know. And, you know, rest assured, when we think about the pilots and their training, pilots are extensively trained to handle emergency landings. You know, they practice emergency procedures in simulators on real aircraft. And when you think about this specific scenario, in the case of hydraulic system failures, pilots would probably use alternate flight controls. So there, you know, that should ease some of the nerves of some of the frequent travelers. And I have to note, being a supporter of United and being a supporter of Boeing, as best as I can be and will continue to be, you know, United has a good safety record, and it has to be worth noting. You know, according to the NTSB, there have been no fatal accidents involving United Airlines in the past 10 years. And when you think about the enormous amount of flights that United operates in the continental United States and internationally, that's a great achievement. And that's something that needs to be held on to by United, and I think it will be. You know, when we think about the maintenance procedures and what goes on in maintenance right now, currently in the United States, you know, I think we must move beyond this sort of reactive maintenance practices that currently exist in a lot of MROs. You know, we have to embrace proactive strategies, and, you know, proactive strategies that are going to prioritize preventative maintenance. There's no editing on this. When I get in the zone, I'm just going to keep going. I did a lot of talking today. I do a lot of talking. It's addressing potential issues before they escalate into emergencies or before we hear about it on the news or somebody has been hurt. All right. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby, Mr. Kirby made, you know, many attempts to reassure customers of the airline's safety amidst these incidents. And these incidents ring hollow without meaningful action to address underlying maintenance concerns, really. You know, there was not much reassurance there. You know, the aviation industry really cannot afford to sweep systematic issues under the rug in the name of corporate PR. You know, it's time for airlines and manufacturers and regulators and maintenance professionals to really engage in honest and transparent dialogue about the challenges facing the industry. And everybody really needs to work as a whole to implement meaningful reforms that prioritize, I said it right this time, safety above all else. Now, it's interesting. It gets more interesting, you know, looking into an article that really dove into the impacts of these incidents that Boeing has faced over the recent time, and the Federal Aviation Administration has ordered the review of Boeing's manufacturing processes. You know, lawmakers have also called for hearings to investigate the cause of incidents. Boeing's have faced financial repercussions as well, and the company's stock price has fallen sharply. Some airlines have grounded their Boeing jets as well, and many people have heard of the tragedy of one of the Boeing whistleblowers tragically taking his own life in a hotel a couple of weeks ago. You know, some experts believe that some of these problems may be related to Boeing's efforts to cut costs and speed up production. You know, others believe that the incidents may be due to a lack of oversight by the Federal Aviation Administration. And really, this great article concluded by saying the future of Boeing is really uncertain. And I have to agree with that. You know, the company is facing just a number of challenges, and it remains to be seen how it's going to recover from this crisis. This is a crisis at this point. You know, what is the crisis? What crisis am I, you know, since January, a troubling series of events has plagued Boeing aircraft. You know, this is stirring significant public concerns about air travel in general. It's an unsettling chain of events, and it all began, if I refresh everybody's memory with everything that has happened, because it's so much. It began with Alaska Airlines, that flight on January 5th. That's when that Boeing 37 MAX 9 was forced into emergency landing due to a poorly installed door plug. And, you know, the images of substantial, you know, the substantial opening left in the fuselage is circulated just widely throughout the internet. And it triggered a widespread alarm. And just days later, both Alaska and United Airlines reported instances of loose bolts on the door plugs of several MAX 9 crafts. You know, that amplified worries of maintenance standards. Now, following this alarming start to the year, subsequent incidents further fueled apprehension, really. On January 13th, Nona Powell Airways flight was halted just before takeoff when a crack was discovered in the cockpit window of a Boeing 737-800. Now, this incident raised questions about the integrity of Boeing's manufacturing process and quality control measures. And just shortly after, on January 18th, a video surfaced on social media showing flames just filling up a 478. And this was operated by Atlas Air over Miami. Now, this one was highlighting concerns about engine reliability and safety protocols in case of emergencies like that. Now, a few months progressed, right? And then the troubling trend persisted. All right. Now, Delta Airlines encountered a harrowing situation on January 20th when a Boeing 757 bound for Bogota, Colombia discovered its front nose wheel had detached. It detached while taxiing. You know, again, these are, you know, underscoring fears regarding aircraft maintenance and inspection procedures. This incident, coupled with further occurrences involving United Airlines flights, including a struck rudder pedal, fuel leaks, missing exterior panels, they've all casted a shadow over Boeing's reputation and triggered investigations by all types of aviation authorities. You know, the string of events have left passengers and industry experts alike questioning the safety and the reliability of Boeing aircraft. And this is really going to demand an urgent measure to address these underlying issues, really to restore the public's trust in this air travel. You know, and this is interesting, and this is a lesser known issue, but I just had to throw this in. I recently wrote an article about this, and, you know, a lesser known, the FAA had issued a newly proposed airworthiness directive for the 737 planes, and this was due to reports of improperly installed spoiler wire bundles. Yes. Now, this issue resulted in unintended rolls during flight and posing really a significant risk of pilots losing control of the aircraft. It's a very scary situation here. You know, spoilers, which are the panels that are mounted to the wings to disrupt the airfoil or that airflow, you know, and they also increase drag, right? Can cause a hard over, so to say, when they reach their maximum limit and become jammed. You know, the FAA's investigation revealed instances of multiple unusual spoiler deployments. This is leading to uncommanded rolls during cruise phase of flight, and that would potentially, exceeding the aircraft's lateral control capability. Now, the root cause was identified as wire chafing damage due to non-conforming installation defects of wire bundles, and highlighted really the critical need of concerns of Boeing's manufacturing process. Again, this is directly coming from Boeing's manufacturing and engineering process. This is a wire bundle that is chafing. The insulation is coming off. And in light of really all of these incidents, we had the resignation of three senior Boeing executives, including CEO David Calhoun. And this is really marking a pivotal moment for the company amidst an ongoing safety crisis. Federal investigations into its passenger jets. This decision comes in the wake really of a series of navigating incidents since back in January. This is not just didn't come out, notably beginning with that door plug blowout of that 737 MAX operated by Alaska, another company I used to work for. Why is it that both companies I used to work for on the news? Amazing companies to work for. Amazing companies. I love Alaska Airlines. It's interesting. The incident triggered widespread concern, scrutiny. It's gonna, further exasperated by the subsequent events that have continued to tarnish Boeing's reputation, really. And in response to these challenges, Boeing has announced a range of measures. And these are aimed at improving safety and addressing concerns raised by federal investigators. The fallout from these incidents is continuing to persist. We have passengers expressing apprehension about boarding aircraft that are a Boeing aircraft. Mr. Calhoun, in a letter to staff, acknowledged the gravity of the situation, emphasizing the need of humility, transparency, and renewed commitment to safety and quality throughout the organization. Very well said. And really, this resignation of these key executives is really, when you think about it, underscoring. It's underscoring the depth of Boeing's internal turmoil, and really the urgency of reforming its corporate culture that is just so many people just become to known as being toxic, to say the least. Critics have called for a drastic overhaul, emphasizing the necessity of fundamental changes to restore the trust and ensure the company's long-term viability. And it's interesting because in wake of all these incidents, it just can never get worse than what it is currently for United and Boeing, really for Boeing. But there was just one more thing that occurred just recently, within the past 24 hours. And in wake of, all those incidents that have occurred, United and Boeing aircraft, there was another concerning event that just took place 24 hours ago involving another Boeing aircraft. This one was operated by American Airlines. It was a Boeing 737, and this one was linked to a brake failure. This was reported by Bloomberg, and it's really adding another layer to complexity on the ongoing conversation about aviation maintenance and safety. This is directly affected and as a result of aviation maintenance and an aviation maintenance professional somewhere. A brake failure. And from the initial reports and from what I was looking at, the brake line was improperly installed. Again, going back to the central theme, we're starting to see human factors incidents and maintenance accidents and issues on the rise, while we have a shortage of maintenance personnel on the rise. While we must note that while much of the attention has been focused on United and Boeing in the recent months, we see over at American here, it's essential not to overlook similar incidents involving other aircraft and other aircraft manufacturers, because the media will just paint this picture about Boeing, United, American, clickbait, clickbait, clickbait. What about everybody else? You know, Airbus has been in the spotlight. You know, just recently there were court cases involving Airbus. Most notably, a trial between Air France and Airbus concerning a 2009 crash that's still ongoing. You know, and this was over a deadly accident. I'm not going to go into that accident. You know, and speaking of Airbus aircraft, you know, speaking of engine inspections, there have been reports of several mandatory inspections required for Pratt & Whitney engines on certain Airbus jets. Some of them even have to be removed and inspected. This is just scratching the surface. You know, there are just so many other issues and incidents that occur in aviation. And we hear so much about United and Boeing because we've had this string of incidents in such a short period of time. But we can't forget about the impeccable safety records and all the history behind these two companies. You cannot let a string of incidents affect the entire integrity and history of a company, especially a company with the histories that United and Boeing both share. They share a very important part of aviation culture, which shaped current modern aviation culture. You know, now look, in conclusion to this, I run a little rogue on this episode. You know, as an aircraft maintenance professional, there's a confession that I have to make to the Codacast fan base. The recent incidents, all these incidents that have occurred, they weren't entirely unexpected. No. Here's the uncomfortable truth, my friends. Sometimes prioritizing profit over safety becomes ingrained into the system itself. And when you think about it in a whole, there's an even greater challenge here when you think about all of these. What if the real danger isn't a single manufacturer or a single airline? What if that's not the day? What if it's the very idea that safety can be guaranteed outcomes? That's it right there. You know, the danger is not the manufacturer. The danger is not the airline. The real danger that we see here is the very idea that safety can be a guaranteed outcome. Because it can never be. It can never be. And maybe the future of safe air travel lies not in just blind faith in technology and procedures, but really in fostering a culture of constant questioning, adoption, and really a healthy dose of fear every once in a while. You know, fear not as a, you know, a crippling emotion, but as a powerful reminder, really, of just this awesome responsibility that we hold in our hands as aircraft maintenance professionals or pilots. And that's going to about wrap it up for this episode of the Codacast. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Codacast. Guys, need help with your aircraft? Schedule a free consultation at www.craftoftheair.com. Again, that's www.craftoftheair.com. And get your free initial consultation today. Set up a meeting with a professional. Got a question or want to see the latest aviation insights? Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube using hashtag Codacast. And don't forget, you cannot forget to rate and review the Codacast on your favorite platform. Until next time, guys, be safe out there. I hope you guys have a safe day, and we'll be seeing you soon.